Let's jump right into it today.
Okay.
We are going to try to unravel the mysteries of Leos. You know, those personalities that we can't help but be drawn to and want to learn more about.
Yeah.
And we're going a little deeper than usual.
Okay.
You're not going to get just like a typical, you know, sun sign description.
Right.
We're going to get into what makes these lions roar.
Okay.
And maybe even purr a little bit.
Yeah.
We're basing all this on this great article that I read.
Oh, wow.
By astrologer Laura King.
Oh, I know Laura King, yes. So she's great.
I think you'll find her take very insightful.
I think so, too. And
on the Leo men and women.
Did you know that her article is actually titled, Difference Between Leo Man and Leo Woman, Discover the Secrets of the Celestial Jungle. Master Your Leo Destiny.
Okay, that title alone
has
me intrigued.
Yeah.
Master Your Leo Destiny.
Right.
It sounds almost like a secret code.
Right.
To understanding these very complex creatures.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Before we get into
the nitty gritty.
The nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Let's paint a picture of just like the core Leo personality.
Right, yeah.
What's at the heart of a Leo, regardless of gender?
Well, as you might expect,
right.
Leos are ruled by the sun.
Okay.
Which in astrology represents our core identity, our ego, our drive to shine.
Right.
So it makes sense that warmth and a natural confidence seem to just radiate from them.
Yeah, it's like they have this inner fire.
Right.
That just draws people in.
Yeah.
I can think of a few Leos myself.
Right.
That I know personally, and they definitely light up a room when they walk in.
They do.
Yeah.
Laura uses some pretty vivid descriptions in the article.
Oh, does she?
She calls them natural-born leaders who are magnetic and ambitious.
Right.
And get this, she says they love the spotlight.
Okay.
But not in a selfish way.
Okay.
They actually want to share it with the people that they care about.
So it's not just about them being the center of attention.
Yeah.
It's more about bringing joy and excitement to everyone around them.
Exactly.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that connects to another key Leo trait, their generosity.
Okay.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Right.
Laura points out that their generosity isn't limited to material things.
Okay.
They're generous with their time, their energy, their very essence.
Wow.
They truly love to shower loved ones with affection, attention, and yes, often some pretty amazing gifts.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But like all of us.
Of course.
Leos have their complexity.
Right.
So.
Right. Me too.
Curious about the lion's roar part of the equation.
It can't all be sunshine and roses, can it?
Right.
Remember that sun-ruled ego we talked about?
Right.
Well, if a Leo feels their authority or beliefs are challenged, that pride can definitely roar to life.
Ooh, I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And the article doesn't shy away from this.
Yep.
It's this very interplay of positive and challenging traits. Right.
That give us the complete picture, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Knowing both sides of the coin, I think, is very essential.
Well,
but I have a feeling these complexities probably manifest differently.
Of course.
In Leo Bay.
Men and women.
You're reading my mind.
Right.
That's exactly what Laura dives into.
Right, okay.
Societal expectations actually play a big part in how these core Leo traits are expressed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You've definitely piqued my interest. So let's start with the Leo man.
Okay.
What does Laura's article say about how these guys navigate the world with that inner lion?
Okay. Well, you know that drive for dominance we were talking about.
Right.
In men, it often translates into a very strong desire for authority and leadership.
So like that classic image of the lion leading the pride.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's not about brute force with Leo men.
Okay.
Laura makes a great point in the article.
What's that?
She says to think CEO, not dictator.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
So it's about vision strategy, inspiring others to follow, not just barking orders.
You got it.
Yeah.
And this ties into another point that Laura makes about their protective nature.
Okay.
You remember that lion's fierce loyalty to their pride?
Right.
That definitely comes through with Leo men.
Okay.
They are incredibly protective of their loved ones.
Which can be very attractive.
Right.
But I'm sensing a butt coming.
There always is, isn't there?
Right.
It's like that saying too much of a good thing.
Right.
The flip side of that protectiveness is that it can easily tip into possessiveness.
Yeah.
Especially if insecurity creeps in.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So open communication is probably essential.
Absolutely.
In a relationship with a Leo man.
Right.
Just to make sure that those protective instincts don't accidentally turn into something controlling.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Understanding and navigating that fine line is key.
Right.
And let's not forget, we're dealing with a fire sign here.
Oh, that's right.
So when we talk about communication, we also have to talk about how to handle those inevitable moments when that fiery Leo pride gets a little singed.
Okay, so how do you suggest we approach those situations?
Well,
asking for a friend, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Honesty and sincerity go a long way with Leos.
Okay.
Remember, they value authenticity above all else.
Okay.
Direct communication delivered with respect and empathy
will
always be better received than passive aggressiveness or trying to sugarcoat things.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And a little flattery never hurts, right?
You're not wrong.
Right.
A genuine compliment can work wonders with a Leo.
Okay. Good to know.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about Leo women.
Okay.
They express those same core Leo traits, but with a fascinating feminine twist.
I am here for it.
Okay.
So how does the lioness roar differently?
Well, imagine this. You've got that same radiant confidence, that same magnetic presence.
Yeah.
But it's often channeled through a lens of elegance and grace.
Okay.
Laura uses those exact words in the article to describe them.
Oh, wow.
She says they're a captivating blend of strength and femininity.
That's quite a combination.
It is.
Yeah.
And like their male counterparts, Leo women have a deep-seated need for validation and appreciation.
Now, some people might misinterpret that as vanity.
Right.
But there's more to it than that, right?
Way more.
Okay.
It goes back to that sun-ruled energy.
Okay.
Think about it. The sun doesn't apologize for shining brightly.
Right.
It just does its thing, radiating warmth and light.
Right.
And that's how Leo women approach the world. They want to be seen, celebrated, and appreciated for the radiant beings they are.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
Because it's true. They're not afraid to take up space and share their gifts.
Precisely.
Yes.
And that fearless self-expression often translates into a very theatrical approach to life.
Okay. And this is where I guess that drama aspect comes into play.
You got it.
Okay.
Laura actually uses the phrase drama and excitement in the article.
Does she?
She does. Yep. She says, life with a Leo woman is rarely dull because they embrace their emotions fully and aren't afraid to show it.
So buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No room for wallflowers in the Leo woman's den.
I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
But here's the key takeaway.
Okay.
According to Laura, for a relationship with a Leo woman to truly thrive, she needs a partner who doesn't shy away from that.
Okay.
Someone who not only respects her independence, but also matches her passion and zest for life.
Yeah, you can't cage a lioness.
You can't.
No.
No.
So somebody that maybe craves predictability and shies away from the spotlight is probably not the best match.
You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Yes, I am.
Now, with both Leo men and women on the table,
right.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this whole master your Leo destiny idea.
Okay.
What do you think it takes to build a fulfilling relationship with these fiery souls?
Master your Leo destiny.
Right.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
And honestly, after hearing you break it down,
right.
I think it boils down to understanding those core Leo needs.
Yeah.
Respect, admiration.
Right.
And that freedom to shine.
You're getting it.
Right.
Remember how we talked about Leos being ruled by the sun?
Yeah.
Well, imagine trying to dim the sun's light.
Right.
It's just not going to work, right? Yeah. A successful relationship with a Leo requires understanding that their need for self-expression and recognition is as essential as breathing.
That is such a good point.
Yeah.
It's not about changing who they are.
Right.
It's about appreciating those qualities.
Right.
And giving them the space to be their authentic self.
Yes.
But I'm also curious about the destiny part of this whole equation.
Okay.
Does Laura get into specific compatibilities?
She does in the article.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
She talks about how Leo energy interacts with other signs.
Okay.
For instance, she sees Leo and Aries as a match made in astrological heaven.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Two fire signs,
right.
Double the passion, double the energy.
But what makes them click so well?
According to Laura, they just get each other.
Okay.
They share that same zest for life, that same need for adventure and excitement.
Right.
They understand each other's need for independence, but also crave that fiery connection.
Right.
Plus, they both love to be admired.
Of course.
So there's a lot of mutual appreciation in that dynamic.
Sounds pretty ideal.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing not all signs are quite as well equipped to handle that intense Leo energy.
Right.
Are there any pairings that Laura suggests treading carefully with?
Yeah, like, what are those?
She does mention that Leo and Scorpio can be a very intense pairing.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
I could already see the sparks flying.
Right.
What makes it tricky?
Well, both signs are incredibly passionate and strong-willed.
Okay.
So when you get that level of intensity on both sides,
right,
navigating power struggles becomes really important.
It's a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
They can either fan each other's flames in the best way possible or clash spectacularly.
So it sounds like open communication and compromise are essential.
Absolutely.
In that pairing.
Yeah.
So while the article highlights those specific examples,
right,
is there an overall message about what makes Leo relationships thrive?
Yeah.
No matter what signs are involved.
Absolutely. Laura emphasizes that it all boils down to a few key things.
Which are?
Understanding compromise and a willingness to celebrate each other's unique roar.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that loving a Leo is like loving a force of nature.
Wow.
You can't tame it, but you can learn to dance with it.
Ooh, I love that. It's like you have to find the rhythm.
Yes, you do.
With them.
Yeah.
Respect their space and kind of create a nice dynamic where both people can shine.
Yes.
This has given me so much to think about
when it
comes to the Leos in my own life.
Yeah.
But you know me, I always want more.
Of course you do.
You mentioned that the article focuses on sun signs, but everyone has a whole birth chart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's much more nuanced than just your sun sign, and that's what makes astrology so fascinating.
Yeah. All right, so even if someone listening doesn't resonate with that Leo sun sign description, they could still have a strong Leo influence in their chart.
Absolutely. Their moon sign, which represents their inner emotional world, could be in Leo, or they might have other planets in Leo influencing different areas of their personality.
So even if you don't identify as a Leo based solely on your sun sign, mm-hmm, you might have a little inner lion or lioness, mm-hmm, influencing you in ways that you hadn't even considered.
Precisely. And that's something I encourage all our listeners to explore.
Yes.
Uncovering your full birth chart can reveal those hidden depths and provide a deeper understanding of yourself and your relationship.
So it's like we're getting a behind the scenes look.
Exactly.
At the cosmic blueprint.
Yes.
That makes us who we are.
I love that.
And who knows, you might discover a hidden streak of Leo confidence or generosity that you never knew you had.
It's entirely possible. And that's the beauty of astrology. Uh-huh. It's a journey of self-discovery that never really ends.
That is so well said.
Thank you.
Well, on that note, we're going to have to wrap up this deep dive into the world of Leos. But the conversation doesn't end here. If you're ready to unlock more astrological insights and explore the secrets of your own birth chart, head over to the Deep Dive website, where you will find a treasure trove of resources to guide you on your journey. Until next time, happy exploring.